on with music now. West of Tomorrow. Sugarloaf.
After midnight, while the gray light paints a new day, misty hour, love and power, find a new way.
Thank you.
peace through prostitution.
The voice of news and information for Happy Valley. This is Radio First Turner at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Dave will have more music following the latest local news around the Republic of Vietnam area.
Good evening. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And this is Nugent.
With tonight's news. In Washington today, President Nixon was officially charged in connection with the My Lai massacre. Although the president was nowhere near Vietnam at the time, higher-ranking officials are positive that there is some connection. What, however, they aren't sure of. No comment from the president was available. Nugent?
In Alabama, Governor George Wallace is announced as his running mate for the presidential election as H. Rapp Brown. Rapp was not available for comment, but his associates say it's the happiest day of his life. Dave?
A blissful event has occurred for Tiny Tim and his wife, 19-year-old Miss Vicky. They have announced the coming birth of their first child. When asked about the nervous tension and stress of having a first child, Tiny Tim stated that he's sure he'll have no problem giving birth the first time. He also stated that the baby will be breastfed. Miss Vicky also said that Tiny will have to have his chest shaved so the baby won't gag on the hairs. Nugent?
Finally in the news, Lyndon Johnson was arrested in his Texas home for indecent public exposure after he led a group of Vietnam protesters down Main Street. Johnson was also cited on 10 counts of public vulgarity and one count for shooting the finger at an Air Force officer. Preliminary hearing dates have not been set yet. Dave?
And that's the news. This is Air Force Sergeant Dave Rabbit.
And Nugent.
Wishing you a very good evening.
The voice of news, information, and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Turner at 69 megacycles on your FM dial.
Continuing on now, Blood Rock. Gotta find a way. And the hits just keep on coming. We'll be right back.
fill our house. You're working all day and you're sleeping all night just to get up and do it again. You take your pay and you rest one day and you never reach the hill.
Find a way to get out of fucking Vietnam.
The library has recently received many new pornographic novels and paperbacks that are now available for checkout. Some of the books that are available are I Was a Teenage Nymphomaniac by Patty Duke,
I Was an 89-Year-Old Virgin by Raquel Welch,
Gay Boys by Lyndon Johnson,
Do It Again by Robert Siemens,
Lick It Till It Drops by Betty Crocker,
Pansy Alley by Tiny Tim,
Black and White by RCA,
8 Inches of Tool by Dr. Spock.
Remember, instead of wasting your time away, spend it with a relaxing book to keep your mind off of sex and how horny you really are.
Remember that. In other words, quit whacking off out there. Carlos Santana, Soul Sacrifice. Say, speaking of soul sacrifice, tonight at the cafeteria, the special is Seasoned Twats, the dark meat of Africa. Cooking with a Big 69.
about to hear the actual sounds of your United States Air Force on the job.
And here's a living example of how fucked up the Air Force really is, brought to you live and another added attraction of Radio First Termer. Aircraft emergency landing procedures at March Air Force Base, California.
This is an example of precision teamwork and excellent training during an aircraft emergency landing at March Air Force Base, California. The pilot called in with an emergency warning light, but had no fire. The crash crews were alerted and all traffic in and out was halted. The aircraft made a 360 and executed what appeared to be a normal landing. He began to taxi in when his right brake failed and caught fire in the wheel assembly. The crash crew noticed this fire, and the fire truck started to close in. The pilot had opened his hatches while taxiing down the runway, and when the fire units approached him, they began to spray the entire right side of the aircraft, including the pilot, who reacted immediately like this. Understand, of course, that this foam is sticky, very uncomfortable, and above all, it has a rancid odor. The fire crew then asked,
"Are you wanting the fire equipment to get away from the aircraft?"
The poor pilot sputtered through a light film of foam.
"Hey, tell these guys to get this fire stuff off of us here, goddammit!"
The fire crew couldn't believe he wanted them to stop because the fire was still burning. The pilot, by this time raging and covered with foam, replied, The foam crew then wondered if he'd really seen the fire. No reply. They asked again.
Do you know you're on fire underneath?
And this time, they got an answer.
Yes, I know I have a goddamn brake fire, but that doesn't mean they had to drown the whole fucking aircraft.
And it was about this time the pilot was very casually asked to drop into base operations.
769, and you want to come into base operations after the you've taken care of everything?
You've just heard just one more example of your Air Force in action. An example of teamwork and devotion to duty. Yes, the men in blue are on guard, watchful, alert, and ready for...
Yay, Air Force. And here's a dedication to the new troops who have just recently come into the Republic of Vietnam and every day sit and watch those freedom birds fly back to the world again. Heartbreaker, Led Zeppelin.
Let's go.
Led Zeppelin 2, Heartbreaker. I've had a few requests for some pictures of myself. So some of you people wanted to hang some on your walls or in the latrines or something. But to tell you the honest to God truth, I have really no pictures of myself that can be made into posters. However, I do have one picture that some of you might want. It's a picture of myself and my ex-girlfriend going 69 in her bathtub. Now, if you'd like a copy of this, which is blown up, by the way, into an 8x10 glossy colored photograph, just drop me a card to Dave Rabbit, Pornographic Picture Poster, APO In Country, 96969, and I'll try to get one to you. More music now. Donovan, Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Like a starving dove, they bounce in your cup. I threw out of my eyes to take a peek, to find what I was by the sea, gazing with strength.
Okay, so I'm not Donovan.
So what are they gonna do?
Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing song. Histories of ages past, hung in light and shadows cast, down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
Questions as what the base commander thinks of me, here are his exact words.
If I ever meet that son of a bitch, I'm going to walk up and I'm going to hit that motherfucker right square in a goddamn teeth. More than once.
Would you believe that's what the base commander thinks of me and my nasty ways? Tisk, tisk, tisk. Fuck you, sir. You noticed I emphasized the word sir. He has an inferiority complex. I mean, after all, anybody that dresses up in women's dresses and carries a velvet purse has to be a little bit weird. rambling on, Blue Dog Night, from the album It Ain't Easy, Cowboy. Was a dedication to Roy Rogers from his horse Trigger.
It's time for the Swap Shop of the Air. And tonight's swap shop, first off from Tonsonute Air Base, Saigon, wanted good, clean living man with unusual ideas of how to spend his tour. If interested, contact Tech Sergeant Ivan Panzi at extension 3333. From the Trang Air Base, wanted a 7-inch dildo in good condition, price no object. Call Maggot Lounge and ask for Sarah. From the Trang Air Base, for sale, unusual films of foreign nature, all titles, good price. Meet contact at post office at 12:30 a.m. for more information. Finally, from Phan Rang Air Base, for sale, 50 pounds of salt, Peter, never been opened. If interested, call Batson Hall for more information. And that's it for the Swap Shop of the Air for tonight. The Swap Shop is another service to the personnel in the Republic of Vietnam, courtesy of Radio First Termer. If you have something you'd like to buy, sell, or trade, call us at extension 6969, mail it to us in country in care of Saigon Radio Underground, or drop it by to us at the station.
From Saigon Underground and the tips, I mean the hits, just keep on coming. Blood Rock 2, Fancy Space Odyssey. Just a few words of warning. This motherfucker is long, so if you want to go to the latrine or go whack your meat somewhere, I would suggest you do so on this particular song. That suggestion from my studio engineer, Pete Sadler. Blood Rock 2.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and weapons. Explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Racing with the wind and the feeling that I'm
good. Yeah, well, unfortunately, Pete, it's that time again for good old Pete and myself. We've just about reached the ending of another Radio First Terminal for tonight. And we'd like to leave you with a few closing thoughts. First off, remember, there is no black power or white power in Vietnam. There's only one power, and that's rabbit power. Another thought, when you go downtown, be sure to take enough rubbers along in case you want to go for two or three or four or five or six or seven like Pete does. Well, Pete, I've enjoyed it. It's been another fantastic night of cutting the Air Force to pieces and saying nasty things on the air. And hopefully, if we're not feeling jail by tomorrow night, we'll be able to come back again at 8 o'clock and blow your mind with more hard acid music. So, on behalf of myself and for good old Pete, we'd like to say goodnight to each other. Pete, let's say goodnight to each other. Good night, Pete.
Good night, Danny.
Head out on the highway.
Sounds professional, doesn't it? Huh?
Looking for
adventure. Be tuning in again tomorrow night.
And whatever comes our way.
Please, don't whack off. Listen to Radio First Terminal instead. It's more thrilling. Okay, Pete. We haven't practiced this, folks. This is our new ending. We say good night, Vietnam, right? Wait a second. Okay, folks, this is going to be one of the real biggies. Are you ready for this? Wait a minute. Don't start counting yet, Pete. One, two, three.
Good night,
Vietnam! And as the sun slowly sets in the east, Dave and Pete, they're about their merry way. Downstairs.
For another shot of pussy.